96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
The Monday, January 8th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we got a fully loaded episode today. We got lots to talk about and lots of people to talk to. We're going to set it off. Obviously, I'll let you know how to chime in short order. All right. When we get to the flip side of the break, as you know, on the flip side of the break, we'll be talking to Mr. Matt Aubrey from Org, and Roscoe Thompson will be chiming in from Abaco. But before we get to that, on this side of the break, some of you, when you hear this now, this is not a joke. This is not, you know, me and my good friend here deciding to have some fun on the radio. And don't get to know wishful thinking, because he's told me before he sat out in the chair, he good. So don't get no ideas. But Mr. Adfield, it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man.
Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
All the way.
I'm liking the throwback plaid, Biggie Smalls, lumberjack style. I like it. And of course, you got my good friend over
the
here.
Flannel.
Yeah, looking good. And over here, we got the legend himself, Mr. Phil Stubbs. And I'm thinking that's Jacob's coat of many colors that's right there, boy. That's the dream coat right there.
I think that's Africa.
We good, but I'm humbled to be here. Good to see you again, Mr. Stubbs, as always, man. You know I'm a big fan and love playing your music over the years, and I'm so glad to see that you now have an opportunity to you know, entertain thousands of Bahamians out there at the cruise port.
Yes, man. Thanks a lot. And good to be here, too. Happy New Year to you.
There you go. And it's all going down at the amphitheater on Saturday, January 13th. I know this part of your baby, you're one of the big advocates for making this happen. It's a beautiful facility out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's the first, well, maybe there was one before, but it's certainly the only present facility that's a preset stage. So what I mean by that, obviously, is that when there are concerts in this town, we have to build stages. We have to build stages. We have to build, you know, essentially arenas to create, you know, to create that environment. The amphitheater is a fully plug-in facility.
Plug and play.
So, you know, it makes it easy for the promoters and for others who want to use the venue. And it's used for many people. Like BPL had their party there. Other companies had their party there. There's big concerts like the Taurus Riley, and the cruise ships are doing things with it. And of course, we promote things. We do, you know, concerts. We try to focus on a lot of the local stuff. And this is really in collaboration with Zamar, who is our audiovisual folks, and they're committed to several concerts a year. And this is their first.
A great way to be a first, though. I mean, I think you get plenty. You know, tourists gonna love it, but Bahamians, this is something they've been waiting for a minute. Paul Fernando can't stop talking about this every day.
Really?
What? Well, you know, Paul can talk, but when he get on one focused train of thought, that's when he scares you. Well, talks about a lot of things, but when he focuses on one thing, that's when you.
Well, Paul called up and said, "Look, man, you know, how can we partner with you?" He said, "Well, you know, give us $300,000 and we could." No, I mean, I'm just joking.
But if that's the case, Paul, Ed and I would like to do a comedy concert with Cat Williams next month. Yeah. We need 1.5.
Yeah, but no. So the Garden and, you know, jumped on board, and obviously, you know, from its perspective of getting the word out, you couldn't ask for a better partner. And, this is where we are. So, you know, tickets are at BahamasEtickets.com. And, you know, we encourage people to buy online, buy early. They have VIP tickets, which are, I think, $75.
The general admission, $50, and you got Sky Pods as well.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to bring a group of 12, you can get your own little thing, get some liquors, some spirits, and some little light fare, and a party, but then a party, you know?
That's how you do it. It's going down this Saturday, like I said, and tickets are moving. So you got to get to BahamasTickets.com. That's real easy, real simple, BahamasTickets.com. Get your tickets online, 50 for the general, 75 for the VIP. All the Sky Pod information will be available there. And, of course, we got this gentleman right here, Mr. Phil Stubbs, the legend himself. Please tell me the whole catalog, right? Are you having me in the box? Are you having me in the box throwing money on the stage? Come on, Philly, we're a boy. Come. Let's go, man.
Well, I'm going to try to do a litany of my material.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully everyone will be pleased.
Man, look here, man. I got a list I can slide you off here. I can need to hear. All right? I mean, there's certain things I can need to hear. Because okay. Like I had said, a party within a party. I'll be pacing myself at the party in the party until I can hear those things, and I can just break right out.
Okay.
I mean, I think the energy is going to carry, Phil, because like he said in the last concert he did, which had not been, you know, that concert was 20 years in the making.
Yeah.
Is that basically he was able to conserve energy because everyone in the audience sang all the songs.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I was elated with that, you know, right from start to finish. They seemed to know the songs better than myself. And so that was kind of scary because if I missed the words.
Yeah,
hey, you got to back up a little bit here.
That's like the Lionel Richie concert had the same vibe, right? See, you know, concerts, I'm at the stage in my life now where, you know, concerts don't move me.
Mm.
Because there's very few concerts where, especially in the music being produced today, where the guy has a prolific catalog where they're hits, where you know all the songs. So you go to these concerts now, and you know you're literally sitting there waiting for them to sing two songs that you happen to know. So you're kind of bored. But when you go to a concert like Mr. Stubbs over here, you can know every song.
You have something for everybody there.
But I tell you what,
it's a little gambit.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I did 15 songs at the farm.
Okay.
Right, and I didn't do. We kind of cut age because I got frightened of 16. Right. And I was going to drop the frogs, and Fred said, hey, look here, frogs was one of the songs that brought you to the dance. So I cut age. But after the concert, after it was all over, this fella came up to me. He said, man, Mr. Stubbs, I enjoy the concert and all of that, man, you're great. He said, but man, I brought my grandmother here just to hear you sing Age.
I was disappointed.
He said, but next time, I felt so bad, you know, really.
Man, listen, you know, you don't say you don't do the frogs at the farm, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the frogs got to come croak up here too, you know.
Yeah,
the frogs up here too.
Yeah.
Listen, my I already got a task to jam in, and I'm... Do we have any? We got a bonefish for Lee Sighton on there?
Yeah, we got to do bonefish.
That's a
all right, relax. Don't text me no more. You heard it from the man himself, okay?
That's a requirement.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Woke up early one morning to the rising sun.
There you go. You see?
But what is interesting, Nordy, is, and we didn't plan it this way, but you know, we have Nishi LS, Ira, and of course, you know, Fred Ferguson is
correct. I was just about to get to that.
Tingham and them backing up Phil. And the thing is, you know, unfortunately, you know, they do the holiday where it's Wednesday is the holiday, majority rule day. But, you know, what better follow-up for the weekend, right, than this all Bahamian. And by the way, we focus on, and I got to make sure I tell Nishi and Ira to adhere to this, not only all Bahamian music, but all Bahamian written music. You know, what people don't realize that there's a lot of songs out there that people call Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
But and they are, because Bahamians are doing them. But they're not Bahamian written songs. You know, All I Ain't Here, for instance, is a country western song. You didn't know that?
I know. Got a lot of covers going on, a lot of remixes and remakes.
You know, all of them, Steigerly, all of them, they, you know, the great songs perform great. Yeah, they got a little mix. But they Bahamians sing their Bahamian songs.
And this original, all Bahamian, true and true.
Yeah.
Start to finish. Now, listen, you can get a little stress on that.
Monday, stress. Tuesday.
That's what I was telling him. I used to be so stressed, I used to ask me to get the flu. I just run down.
And they got the flu.
And boom, you go right into the flu. That's
flu, I broke up.
Thank you.
They ain't sleep all night.
Thank you.
Don't give them too much now, Phil, because otherwise they won't pay the money.
All right. So there you go. That's the signal right there. But I'm glad that you guys stopped by. And just want to remind everybody, January 13th, Nassau Cruise Port. If you haven't experienced it, This would be a great way to experience the amphitheater. All right, it's going on the 13th, which is Saturday. Phil Stubbs, Nishi, Irish Thorne, and Spang Band, Off the Chain Entertainment. Off the Chain, not because listen, you know it, Phil Ringing, but don't forget Ironham, you know.
Oh, no.
Ironham is a different breed, you know.
Breed, breed.
Ira Cash, big crowd like that.
And if you're coming to general admission, bring your chairs, bring your blankets, and VIP, there's going to be seating for you. And then, of course, in the Sky part, you really got to get seating, otherwise you got to get your money back.
There you go.
But that's another song, Phil.
Get your money back.
Get your chair, you get your money back. Right. You know, you think of a song on every hook.
So we want to thank you for coming by. I got some tickets all week long to give away.
Thank you, man. Very much.
Hot item. And I appreciate you stopping by. Looking forward to it on Saturday. And, you know, what time now? What time are you expecting to hit the stage, Phil? I got to coordinate
I think Phil is going to probably be on around about, let me see, 9 to 9:30, around about 10:30.
That's good time. See, I got to be somewhere between 9 and 9:28.
Yeah.
And then once I do that,
yes,
I'll be right there. So awesome. That's good time. Got awesome. On that time. And you know, I got my comedy portfolio covered and my obligations covered.
Looking forward to seeing you.
There you go.
Man.
All right. There you go. Definitely going to be there. Everybody, you definitely want to check it out, man. Great way to go on out and experience the amphitheater, like I said, this Saturday night. Tickets available for you at BahamasTickets.com. BahamasTickets.com. All right, you can't go wrong with that. That's the get them now. Don't say, but I won't get tickets at the door. Look, there's new things, there's big things. We've evolved.
Yeah.
BahamasTickets.com, okay? Be sure to check it out. General 50, VIP 75, SkyPods available. And we want to thank you guys for stopping by. And I got tickets to give away throughout the week, so keep on listening out for that. We're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be talking with Org, and we'll be talking Freedom of Information Hour. We'll be chiming in with Abaco and Roscoe Thompson. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, January 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Gone to join the ranks of the great ones. Pioneered rake and scrape throughout the land. His music he cherished. Oh, he loved his guitar, so Ernest Tubbs was his name. But they called him Lousy Dude.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, the fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand-bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
We're back at you on the Monday, January 8th edition of Talking Heads. And we're going to continue the conversation. And feel free to chime in. Phone lines are open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Text lines powered by Beat. Oh, toll free in any one of the family islands. Don't let me forget. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Mr. Producer, we got the texter. Yeah, whenever you get a chance, let me get to that. Now, we got a call on the line. All right. Well, we got guest in studio today. No stranger to the show. Glad to have him here. Mr. Matt Aubrey.
Thank you so much for having us.
How are you?
Very
and of
good.
Course, you know, good to see this young man again, as always. Are you the busiest dude I know? Every time I look up, you got an org advertisement running on social media. Facebook, Instagram, today. Like, this boy don't sleep.
Sometimes I don't.
There you go. So what's going on, guys? Good to see you.
We're glad to be here. We're talking this week and last week and next week all about the concept of freedom of information. The Freedom of Information Act, as you would know, because you were one of those first people that were
right,
helping
and
to spread the word.
Just for
back
context, I want to bring everybody up to. We are here today to talk about the Freedom of Information Act, indirectly the Procurement Act, you know, fiscal responsibility, things that are important to what I have always referred to as me and you, Joe Public. You know, they know us every 5 years to vote them in, and then they forget about everything they promised that they were going to do to change the landscape of the country, both politically, socially, financially. And here we are again. Two administrations back to back promised the Freedom of Information Act, but yet we have nothing as of January 8th, 2024. A lot of talk, a lot of, you know, smoke in the wind, but no Freedom of Information Act. And then to have Mr. Mitchell come out with such audacity in full chairman capacity, because obviously he wasn't wearing his MP hat or his foreign affairs hat, he wears many hats. They don't support the idea of a Freedom of Information Act.
Well, and to put
it... When can I call BS, man, or am I wrong for calling BS?
No, but when you go back to it, to give it even further depth, it's actually been four administrations that have not moved forward freedom of information into any sort of active way. And I think for us, I think we talked about this summer, the budget that was allocated for freedom of information was very minimal. It didn't, you know, for what they were talking about happening, it did not make sense that the funding was there to make it really happen. So it's not that surprising for us that this wasn't a top priority or some of the other sentiments that were expressed. But it definitely highlights to us the importance of this law, some education that I think we need to provide regarding whether this law actually has an impact, as you said, on the day-to-day person and what it might mean for life here in the Bahamas. And then also fundamentally the role that we see that citizens and private sector business owners have in terms of moving this forward. So we'd like to talk a little bit about that over the next bit of time.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Man, that's obviously we want to talk about, because obviously it's the education factor to know exactly how it does affect us. Because for Mr. Mitchell to say it doesn't affect everyday Bahamians, it's you know, it's accounting and red tape and no.
Right.
I should have the right as a citizen to say, okay, we have, for example, a multitude of potholes in my neighborhood. I would like to find out who is supposed to fix said potholes so I can bring them up to snuff as to how many we have, mm-hmm. how urgent it is, and then if they can't get the job done, then I know, okay, I still know who it is now. I have the information to find out. How much were they paid via Freedom of Information or Procurement Act?
Right.
Why were they given this contract? Who are they? Are they qualified? No wonder we can't get them fixed. And but I think it speaks too much to transparency and accountability, which are kryptonite to the majority of local politicians.
Well, and
or politicians worldwide today.
I think that's an argument. I think that also what we could make is that in times of crisis, people look to the immediate issues.
Correct.
And the truth is, we've been focused on the immediate for a long time, and it hadn't been solved. So how do we then allocate enough time to look at something that long term can change the game? Stefan, as our assistant director, oversees a lot of our engagement programs. He goes into the community across all the islands and talks to folks. And the argument that, say, freedom of information doesn't really matter to the day-to-day citizen, I think from your experience, and you may want to talk about this, is not really accurate.
Yeah, I think what we have found from our conversations on the ground across many of the islands in the Bahamas is that a lot of people understand the importance of laws like freedom of information, and they want to see them come to the forefront. But naturally, there are a few things that go on that sort of shroud the landscape. The first is people will be most interested in having their more immediate needs met. It doesn't mean that a law like freedom of information will not change in the day-to-day, but when we're not informed to the point where we could see, like, this will affect
right.
your ability to live, it limits their willingness to want to advocate. But in addition to that, I would say that that rhetoric sort of perpetuates the idea that we can't do both at the same time. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we've been promoting that we do know that folks understand is that as a country, we do need to be able to address multiple challenges at the same time. So we don't negate the idea that the cost of living is a tremendous challenge. It Correct. Impacts everybody. But something like freedom of information, while it may seem a little more distant from the everyday, is equally as important to having those everyday challenges addressed. If you use the example of the road traffic, I myself have had to change my tires literally 4 times in the last month because of potholes. And I'm not saying like I would just want to go and take the information and figure out who to point the finger at, but my ability to ascertain the information that will help me understand, well, why do these problems keep occurring? How is money being invested in ways that are more strategic? Are we putting band-aids on our challenges, or are we addressing them at the root? Our ability to do that as citizens will always be limited by our access to information. So it does absolutely impact the day-to-day, and I think people do get that. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's important to have discussions like this so folks can see it a little bit more, right. how it translates into the day-to-day life.
The transparency and accountability is about, obviously, your ability to oversee and see what's going on with government, find out how monies are being spent, how decisions are being made. But it's also, in many ways, it's for informing yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're that small local business and you're wondering, should I expand? You know, is there an opportunity? If I see clear opportunities in the government procurement site and I see that, oh, matter of fact, people are being awarded those based on their skill, their merit, not based on who they're connected to or related or what party they ascribe to, I'm going to be more likely to say, yeah, you know what, it's time for me to make that investment. And we know in our family islands, particularly with our youth-owned businesses, with our women-owned businesses, with businesses owned by disabilities, these are critical parts of our economy that if we start to shore up, you see a benefit on a day-to-day basis. When people feel like the system works for them,
they're part of the process.
Then they're right. more likely to put their stake in.
Listen, I mean, you know me, I'm the Yosemite Sam type. I get a little hungry. I need to know how my money's spent.
Right.
You give me the pacifier, Freedom of Information Act, because I'm an act, I go entertain myself and see where it's spent.
Right. Right.
And everybody knows that I'm objective enough. If I see money well spent, I'll be the first one to jump out and say, this right. was well spent.
Right.
This was good toward the bottom line, and also it benefited the community in X, Y, and Z, and A, B, and C.
Well, and freedom of information across the world is moved by that concept. I had a chance to talk to the folks that launched the freedom of information movements in India. And I mean, this is a huge country, billions of people, lots of information, and they have a very active process. Well, don't you know, it was actually driven by those people that had the absolute least amount of money. Mm. And they went into it with that concept that this is my money, so I should be able to know what it's being spent on, how Correct. It's being spent. So when we think about that, when did freedom of information really kick in and what was the big recommendation when this law was passed? It was based on when the VAT first came in. So the understanding is that these laws, they make government make more effective decisions. They make government do spending in a way that is not going to be short term, but it's long term. They look at the decisions they make have to now be comfortable to be seen in the light of day, and that changes the game, right? Similarly, when citizens feel like they have the power to make a decision to look and be informed about how government is doing, it changes your level of deciding, can I be involved and will that involvement make a difference? So we've done the same thing for a long time and changes haven't really happened. I think it might be time for us to try something that's a little different. And this, I think, is an opportunity to do that.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick because, Carly, you've been holding for a minute. And boy, I tell you, this is going to be hard because this text line is blown completely up. I got several questions for you. So okay. Buckle up, all right? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
That was Papa Naughty. Good evening to you and your caller.
What's going on, 52?
To your guest. You know, Naughty, I love what the gentleman is saying, but, you know, and the thing is, the freedom of the information for somebody, they means so much. There's so much to access. There's so much questions to ask. You know, with the taxpayer model that he's talking about, and I was impressed with the story from India, right? It shows that we are still on a plantation because we don't need to know anything. We just need to listen to Master and believe everything that Master says. So one of the things that's quite disturbing for me is the diversion tactics of the price of food, right? When they love their Master to the North, America, America has passed an Inflation Reduction Act. You remember that, right? In America, they passed an Inflation Reduction Act mm-hmm. in order to compensate for the rising prices in food. I went in the food store yesterday. I saw the price of the olive oil. I buy certain products, not because I live in the inner city. When I see the prices going up, Naughty, I know it's going to get any better. You see the prices on the fruits and the olive oil and all the avocado oil, et cetera, et cetera. So then my question becomes is, you know, I realize with all the procurement acts and the government intricacies and their spending money, we need also that, I mean, that is information, right? But what is important to me also is, I was pushing this from the scamdemic. The Freedom of Information Act is important to me because I want to find out the cycle threshold on these positive cases that they're calling positive for COVID-19. There is a cycle threshold of the PCR test. So it was disclosed by Dr. Fauci, and everybody in the scientific community knows that any cycle threshold over 25 is basically a negative. So what the world governments have been doing, because they were mandated by the puppet master, is to call something that they ran all the way up to 40, which is no viral loads, but then it's just because the PCR test is a multiplication process in which it magnifies and could also pick up dead viral particles. I don't want to get into it. What I'm saying is I need to know the cycle threshold that you call in positive. The government hasn't said if they're using 25, if they're using 30, if they're using 35, or if they're running it all the way up to 40. If they're running it over 30, those cases are negative. So what I'm saying is freedom and fair is at war. You understand me, my brother?
Yeah.
So the public of the Senate score. See, I ain't come on the radio to worry what people think or who agreed with me or who sound good or harmonious voice, mellifluous or whatever, right? What I'm saying is that's what we're all about. We want to sound good, but we're not doing good. And we cannot get good from doing bad. So if we are lying to the masses and deceiving the masses, how can you then call sincerity? Why don't you deal with health care to show the people you love them? Don't go up with food, because you're only trying to do... Most of the food people get in the food store buying dog food anyhow, because of the price of the food, they're going to eat corned beef and all these other food they're getting up, sending them to the hospital to exacerbate the problem. Sugar and dog food, and then the hospital loaded up and you can't get service, but you telling me you care for me and you ain't trying to improve the health care system. From the pandemic, they have done nothing naughty. People are still waiting on surgery. Come on, man. Nothingness, brother. Give thanks, man.
Brother.
It's in a mess.
And 52, you've been documenting this ever since the pandemic. So I appreciate the updates, and I appreciate your passion in that regard. And like I say, to each his own, there's branches of society that want and need information pertaining to pertinent issues that are important to them.
And that's another thing that comes up about the Freedom of Information Act. People say, well, not everybody's going to use it. And that's true. But the benefit of having it in place and knowing that
it's
you can use it.
It's better than not having it in place.
And whether it be health issues, whether it be concerns, or you know, what's the latest development that's in my community and what's in the heads of agreement that we need to know, or understanding that said, hey, we saw expenditures that were supposed to be allocated for this. Did they get used for that? All of this stuff helps citizens to feel like the system is meeting their needs. And when they do, a lot of the skepticism that we see that we're not sure where it comes from can start to go away as well.
Mr. Producer, I think we got another caller coming through. But before we get to that caller, all right, gents, buckle up. Here we go. Boy, I tell you. Great. And whoever wants to feel them could feel them. Great show as usual, Naughty. You really think that any MP wants freedom of information? For the MPs, that's counterproductive. How could they misappropriate their funds if the information and what they're doing is free and available? That's never, ever going to happen. That's bad for business, like you always say.
Well, I think that the reality is a lot of times laws like freedom of information are seen to be these aha gotcha sort of bits of legislation. But the reality is freedom of information isn't just a tool to catch people when they do the wrong thing. What it is a tool that allows us to follow what's going on so that we can be informed. And it also reduces the chances that these things can happen in the first place. I think that the argument that there can be an individual MP, for example, that may not be excited about that prospect, I can't say whether or not that is true. But what I can say is that in a democratic society, the things that we put forward should be based on the will of the people. And in truth, even though there's a lot of discrepancies around what the actual job of an MP is, at the heart of it, we do know that it is to represent the voice and the desires of the people that they represent. And so this isn't necessarily a matter of what the desire of the MP is. What it is a matter of what the people would put forward. And so it's our goal to empower ourselves to put forward the things that we feel are most important. And in the instance of freedom of information, the truth is we're 50 years old. We have a long road ahead of us. But it's one of those things that allows us to grow and become more accountable, more transparent, more responsive to the needs of local communities. It builds bridges between the government and the people, which, as Matt would have made mention to earlier, many, many studies from around the world prove that when there are more pathways for government to connect and communicate and exchange information with its people, the state of its economy improves, the decision-making processes improve. People are better able even to siphon their feedback, because sometimes we don't know where or how to even put forward constructive criticism because we don't really understand how decisions were made and where these things came from in the first place.
I think we got another couple calls. Just double check that for me. So true, especially with constructive criticism. All right, good day, Naughty. I'm confused with the information between the PM and Mr. Mitchell. Both have different opinions in reference to the Public Disclosure Information Act. Mr. Mitchell opposes it while the PM will deal with it. It's confusing. What are they really saying?
And I think
are you the politician whisperers that may be able to break that down?
No, but I think both the last texter and this texter hit on something crucial. And the question is, will government drive this forward as a priority on its own? And the likelihood is maybe not. So where does that need to happen? So what we're doing at this time is we're encouraging citizens to let the PM know, let the MPs know, let the persons that you've elected know that this is a priority. Send a letter, send an email, tweet them, give them a little message. You see them in the community. Say, we want this issue to be prioritized and make sure it's sufficiently funded. A lot has actually happened on this. We have retired Justice Keith Thompson, who serves as the information commissioner. He's got an incredibly talented deputy in Shane Miller. They've done a tremendous amount of the groundwork. They've done trainings. They've built out a system for implementation. They've developed regulations. But the funding to move it forward, to make sure that the technology is in place, the approval of those regulations, they still sit on the government side. So it's up to the public to say that this is a priority to the people that you've elected to represent you.
All right, here we go. Here's a couple more. According to the chairman of the PRP, the New Day government opposes the Freedom of Information Act, the Procurement Act, and the Fiscal Responsibility Act. Is the chairman of the PRP suggesting that the New Day government opposes accountability and responsible governance? You got to ask him if you see him.
Yeah, I don't think we can necessarily speak on behalf of them per se, but what I can say is it'll always go back to the fact that if we recognize something that we disagree with, then we need to take the responsibility to speak up for or against that thing. And I do believe that if we just look at the history and if we look at some of the best practices around what good governance look like, all we can do is echo that those things are absolutely, absolutely paramount to the progress of the Bahamas.
And what I think we found, we were part of those groups back in the days when you were giving us a lot of airtime on this, Naughty, to pass the legislation. We were part of 22 different organizations that worked together. We had about 50,000 people behind us in terms of pushing forward on this. And we passed a law that we thought represented more than not the interests of the people. When you can pass the best laws, if you don't have an active citizenry involved, they're not going to really come to fruition. And so we spend a lot of time now out in the communities talking to people about how to raise their voice, how to get involved, how to get informed, because that makes the difference. So whether it be freedom of information or the full enactment of the procurement law or a new transparent, more functional Public Disclosures Act, whether or an information commissioner, a commission or a whistleblower's law, whatever these things are, they're going to require the voice and the interest and the input of Bahamians, not only to make it passed and get enacted, but also to make sure that as it's being used in the right way. It can't be expected that one area of government is just going to make that happen. It has to be something that all of us get involved in.
All right, we got another one here. Naughty, the Freedom of Information Act is dead on arrival. There will not be any enforcement of it. Will the Freedom of Information Act open up the so-called secret cabinet meetings? If it doesn't, then the Freedom of Information Act is useless.
So the law does not allow that they have to share, or does not require that cabinet proceedings are shared. However, information that can be used or is used to make cabinet decisions can be accessed. So the law is pretty specific about what information can be shared and what can't. But to take it further, there is set forward an independent information commissioner that is able to then adjudicate. If you feel like I asked for this information and government said that they won't provide it to me, they look at it against what's established as a public interest test, which is supposed to favor the citizen's interest, to determine if it in fact is due if it in fact is just that the information was not provided. So that's the dictate of the law now. That's what's in place. We need to see how this works and plays out, obviously, but we don't want to lose the momentum of all the folks in the 10 agencies that have been trained over the last year. We don't want to lose.
That's what I was going to ask. I was about to ask it. Right. I had somebody text me the same question. Why were those 10 to 12 agents trained in a specific agency to do a specific task involving the Freedom of Information Act, and now nothing?
Well, I think a part of the challenge becomes the investment in the office and its operation. One of the things that we've noted before was that the budget that was put forth was not nearly sufficient for what's needed to actually run the office. And we will not negate the training as not being an important step because it needed to happen. And I think that the skills that are required to make this process that's going to take a few years to get into the fullness of what it should be, that's going to take time. But it will also take a budget that's reflective of what the needs are. So if we can't get beyond that point, then we're definitely going to remain challenged. And one of our calls to actions is definitely for the citizens to call for that budget to be revisited so that it does reflect what the needs of the office actually are.
Well, this is definitely a hot topic. We're going to let it go over into the 5 o'clock a little bit, but we got a couple of calls right now, so let's get to them real quick before we get to the 5 o'clock. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? Aubrey.
Good afternoon to the other young gentleman in the studio.
That's Stefan.
Okay. Naughty, very interesting conversation. You know, the good part about this is it seems as if with a forum such as what you're doing right now is one of the very few opportunities that the citizenry can actually have their voices heard nationally. The government, successive governments, but this one in particular, have not invited town hall meetings yet to the level that allows their employers the right to address them as employees to get these acts passed. What is so sad about it is politics in this country has the people so divided that they don't see that some of the persons out here fighting for the rights of what we are trying to get the so-called representatives of us in parliament to enact. We are shooting ourselves in the foot because we are so hell-bent on political parties and personalities. I can say this much to you here. Right now, as it stands in a lot of the social media groups that we are in, many of us talk about how to advance this country, how to advance the behaviorality, financial, and ownership prosperity in this country. And yet we have these political pundits who are part of these political parties always attacking the people who are trying to fight for the rights for us to live comfortably in this country. And the sad part about it is not only what we are fighting for ourselves, but we're also fighting for them. And they will attack you because you are not one of their political parties. It's ridiculous, and we are not going to go anywhere fast. So, Matt, I congratulate you. I congratulate you, Stefan. And I must encourage you to continue pressing this. But I also encourage you to continue the town hall meetings, to bring the people together, educate them into what is at stake here in this country for us as a people, because very shortly, if we don't correct these problems, then when it's time to go and correct the problems, it will already be too late because the new plantation owners will have already taken over. So congratulations to you guys, and now they continue the great work. Thanks,
Jeff. I appreciate your call, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break, we'll get to the news. Outside of the news, we'll be back at you. We'll continue the conversation with Matt and Stefan from Org, and we'll be continuing to talk Freedom of Information Act, Procurement Act, Fiscal Responsibility, and how you can get involved and how important it is to you, and it affects you each and every day, one way or another. So we'll continue the conversation in the 5 o'clock hour. And yes, people that talk sports, y'all Dolphins ain't getting off the hook. I can remind y'all how y'all reversed into the playoffs. How could a Dolphins spin backward with that tail? Y'all tell me, eh? Anyway, it's all coming up right after the break. Don't touch it.
the new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Store, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live
at the all-new Nassau Cruiseport Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruiseport, the place to be.
We're back at you on the Monday, January 8th edition of Talking Heads. And we're continuing our conversation over into the 5 o'clock hour. I hang for up into the first break. I'll continue the conversation with Matt and Stefan from Org. And like I say, the text line's been blowing up. This is a very good point that was brought up here. There's a couple of things. What is this, another one? Oh, boy. Why? This is a good one. I only go read it because he's a friend, and I know he can take a good joke when he hears it. Great show as usual, Naughty, but Luby Georges has a better chance of being prime minister before we get a Freedom of Information.
Luby's laughing.
I know. Luby likes a good joke. That's why I read it. I know. But come on. Look at the name of the host of the show is, but still. I tell you, I have a biggity and bumptious. I got the best listenership going, but let me tell you, man, they smart, but they could be smart, Alex, if they when they're ready, too. Here's another one that came up that I thought was pretty good. Naughty, this should be taught as a civics course in high school, so kids, no matter their economic status, come out of school aware before they begin voting, before they get put into the rat race. This should be mandatory, especially reading and learning the Constitution.
Right. So I definitely want to speak to that. We have been getting a lot of that sort of commentary about the general work that we do, particularly when it comes to civic education. And so over the period of the last 18 months or so, we have visited 10 islands, and we have made it a point to visit local primary schools on trips to each of the islands in the Bahamas. As an NGO, of course, we're dependent on funding from foundations and from the community to make our work possible. But the reality is that point is absolutely true. And I think what it does is it really promotes this idea that we are not trying to promote a culture of just catching people when they do wrong. We're trying to prepare Bahamians to thrive in their country. And the reality is if we start young and if we build into our system of education an understanding of what it means to be informed so that you can be involved and make informed decisions, starting young will always be the key to effectively being able to do that. So we've definitely thought about how we can beef up our work and even speak to the Ministry of Education about ways to incorporate some of this into some of the existing civics curriculum. It's something that they have revisited, and I know that they've been doing work on it. But these sorts of laws, you know, I was nervous about going to fourth graders and talking about, not to say that we go into each law in depth, but talking about the role of laws and how they play out. But young people, they have a great capacity to take on this sort of information as long as it's presented in the appropriate way. So we've worked with teachers to make sure that do that.
I also want to highlight the work that Stefan and his group has done related to this, though, because there's a number of free resources, things right. that folks can access right now, no cost, just go ahead and do it. If you go to orgbahamas.com, our website, there's a section called the Citizen Solution Center. And in that site, we've got a number of different tools. One's called Access Parliament, where you're going to be able to learn about what is Parliament about, what's the role of the MP, who are the MPs, how do you find the MP that's connected to your constituent, and ways to encourage you to get involved. We have a policy review center, which you can actually look at the laws yourself and have a way to say, do you like this, do you not like this, and that will be shared directly with government and the opposition and anybody in public. But we also have something called Freedom Schools, and Freedom Schools were developed as a way for folks to get involved and just start to understand civic education. And that talks about the Constitution. It talks about ways you can get involved. It talks about how to be an advocate and gives you some skills. And so folks can go online on orgbahamas.com right now and get those resources. So if there's educators out there or there's people who lead youth groups and you find interest, you can feel free to use those materials or reach out to us and we can work with you to try and build something out for your group. It's critical that we work together on this, but there are free things. You don't have to wait. Right. You have to wait for us. You can get started right away.
And there's a key tool in both Freedom Schools and that we incorporate into much of what we do in our educational curriculum, and it's a module on MP engagement. We continue to say that the engagement of our MPs and with our MPs, the healthy, productive engagement, is a very underutilized tool for change in the Bahamas. And we promote the idea that people need to know, one, who their MPs are, where their constituency office is, and what the primary contacts for their MP is. It seems a little fruitless sometimes, but it's because what ends up happening is people get passionate, upset, frustrated about an issue when it happens to them in a moment, and then they go in alone. But the reality is this idea that we need to act and speak and move collectively to make a difference will create a landscape where I think we can see more results. And so to echo what Matt said, if you are in any sort of position, if you want to educate yourself or if you work with a civic group, a school group, a youth group, or any adult groups, not only are those resources available, but we're happy to make ourselves available to come and to present, travel when we can, connect with the community and do it virtually, even if we're not able to come to everyone. It's one of the big pushes that we have right now. And the email that you can reach our engagement team at is citizens@orgbahamas.com or our general email info@orgbahamas.com if you are interested in connecting around any of these courses. Because we got to start somewhere. So we've been busy. That's one of the reasons we haven't been sleeping as much sometimes because we've been out there.
But I'm glad you got the info because some folks ask how could they get more information,
right.
You know, and I guess how could they be affiliated or join or get information from all? You guys got obviously a mailing list and so on and so forth, correct?
If I could put another thing forward, we are definitely this year looking for more volunteers to help us break down this information. So folks with maybe potentially legal backgrounds or law students or even anyone that is just interested in helping us to carry the information out to the community. The reality is we are fully dependent. Shout out to the teachers of the Bahamas who have been an integral part of our recent campaigns like Freedom Schools and Active Citizens Bahamas and leaders of different community organizations, Rotaries and Rotaract and many groups at the University of the Bahamas. So many groups, too many to name, already putting my foot in my mouth here.
Family Island Chambers.
The Family Island Chambers of Commerce who've definitely been on board with a lot of the information. Local government, we've done a lot of work with them as well. But you can definitely... We have lots of resources and information, and we are in this year looking to gain more volunteers on NASA and the Family Islands to do everything from helping to review and benchmark laws like Freedom of Information and the Ombudsman Act and the Procurement Act, as well as to go out into communities and help to get to just educate and empower people, because knowledge is really power, and we believe that it's going to be up to us. Matt and I were talking during the break about the fact that we often default. Well, we want them to do it. Well, someone should be doing it. Well, we're upset because they didn't do it. But the reality is we have to empower ourselves and educate ourselves to be able to take a stand and not just to be angry or radical, but to be informed on the regular basis and continue to have dialogues like these on the day-to-day with our kids and the next generation.
Now, when you're informed and a little bit radical, though, that's when you become a dangerous weapon.
That's why we come talk to you.
Don't find out the buddy's button off. All right, but I got another question for you. And again, this speaks, I think, to the generational change.
Right.
You know, like Naughty, the Moses crew are a curse, and we will never get any blessings as long as they're running our country, let alone any information. So I get you have some older, you know, you have some veteran Bahamians that sit there and say, like, I want this. I've been wanting this, but we know how these people go. We know how this system is. Then you have youthful exuberance to say, no, we can change this. And that's why I support it, being a tweener, between the, you know, the bridge between the young and the old, that you know, look, we need to make it happen. Because I think knowing is half the battle. Like I just say, knowing is half the battle.
Right.
You might not get angry and angry and upset if you know the information was right there and you realize what's going on and how it was spent and where it went to.
And I think a culture where we understand that that can happen is what we're trying to build, right? Is that people where it isn't the concept of they won't ever let this happen. These folks have come in every 5 years and switched out one team for another based on the fact that the Bahamian people have power. They do have the power. Sometimes it's the power to move out. We want power to move in, move forward.
Right.
So getting involved, getting informed, these are crucial, crucial steps. If you've heard nothing today, I would say just take a minute and send an email, write a letter, you know, drop a note. You know, track down your MP in your constituency on a park on a weekend and tell them, we really want to see this law move forward. We want to make sure it's got the right amount of funding in the next coming budget. We have 6 months before that's gonna happen. We can do a lot with that. But let's keep ourselves focused and let's ask for things that are going to make a difference, not only now, but also in the future.
Now, I got this one question here. Have your Freedom of Information Act guest or the crew from WOG been threatened or victimized in any way because of their Freedom of Information advocacy or stance?
I think that's decent question.
To a whole new level?
Well, I'll say this, and maybe Matt's experience is a little bit different. So I have been doing community work for the last just a bit over a decade. I had a career with the Bahamas National Trust before coming to Org, and I've done lots of community work with children's homes and many, many community institutions. I think that has sort of kept me safe. I haven't had any sort of attacks that I am aware of, and I hope that that does not change. But I will say that what I think is important that we try to do as an organization is to retain our objectivity and neutrality and just present information. We do have priorities that we want to put forward, like freedom of information, but we do our endeavor best to sort of play the field in a way that gives people the information that they need to make decisions for themselves. And I think that for the most part, even though when you work in a space where you tell, where you give anybody constructive feedback, that could be a little bit tricky. The reality is, in my interactions with government officials from across all sides of the divide, folks have been quite receptive.
Yeah.
Even if we don't always see that reflected in immediate movement,
right.
I think that there is a shared understanding that these things matter. But the missing link is people coming together to push for what they want to see.
Right. I think. By and large, I mean, and we each have this experience at Org. We're in the community, in the grocery store, walking down the street, and somebody comes up and says, hey, you're doing great work. You know, keep pushing on that freedom of information. I know it doesn't seem like it's going to happen, but keep going. And that is, by and large, the most amount of feedback we get. We always have our detractors.
Right.
Having been in work for a social justice organization for 30 years, I've taken some hits, and there are always going to be those that say that are naysayers or attack you on that.
Right.
But by and large, we get support from those who are working in government, or those who are elected officials, those that are in the community who understand the basics of what we're talking about. Org is not political. We're not affiliated with any one side.
Right.
We're not anti-government. We actually are very supportive of government and citizens and the private sector working together, because we know that is the solution. That's the secret sauce. When everybody is doing their part, things will move forward in positive ways. And what we know is that when that happens, those that always and historically get left behind, the marginalized communities, they do better. They have more opportunities. They are more included. The social and the economic opportunities are more inclusive, not just a few, but for more. And that's what we're working for. So when people see that and give us positive feedback, it's very exciting. It's very enthusiastic. And I would say that's more than anything what we hear.
Right. And I think sometimes people have ideas on what our priorities as an organization should be. That doesn't always make them happy. and Matt tends to take the blows, so I'm not complaining about that. But I think that from my personal perspective and those that work on my team at Org, we spend so much time on the ground that we are actually more inspired than one might believe working in this space, because as tired as people are, as much as people have been going through, a lot of Bahamian people have a hope for a brighter future for us, and that's definitely the number one thing that fuels the work that we do at the organization.
And I think that's the other exciting thing about what's going on with Oregon and the work is it's driven not by me as an individual. It's driven by this incredibly diverse team of folks, mostly who are young Bahamians who want to make change and feel like this is a pathway that's going to ultimately bear fruit. They're willing to knuckle under and stay through it and take the hits because they know that the future is going to be theirs. This country, they're going to inherit it, and it needs to be in a better shape than it is currently.
Well, you know, you all definitely have a place here to continue to get the message out, to continue, voice the concerns of the community, and obviously, you know, promote your platforms, Freedom of Information Act, Procurement Act, and all the others that go on, you know, because there's a huge umbrella at org. There's all kind of programs that you guys are involved in. In about two more years, we'll be talking about voting responsibly and getting out and knowing your right to vote and all that.
So not just 2 years.
We've been working on it.
I appreciate you all coming by. And like I said, you know, mi casa es tu casa whenever you need to get on and get the platform on, you know. And
Thank you, sir.
You got to get on a Thursday, too, with Pearly Man and chop it up with Earl of Pearl.
All right, we'll do so.
Because he's a big fan of the Freedom of Information Act as well.
Absolutely.
All right, so thank you all for stopping by. You guys know how to get in touch with org. And, you know, if there's anything else we have to follow up information, just hit Mr. Producer and we'll get it for you. I want to thank you guys for stopping by, as always. Take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be talking sports as the Monday, January 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Nassau Cruiseport presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruiseport Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruiseport. The place to be.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip. I got you on the Monday, January 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And do we have Pearly zoomed in yet?
The house. In the house.
Pearlissima, what's going on, buddy?
I'm here.
Yeah, man. Uh-oh. Look, before we get into talking the obvious, let me get this out of the way. Please, allow me. Please, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
To all your fluffy, feathery, stinking, no good, disgusting, eat out the garbage Philadelphia Eagle fans, you all know you wrong. Shut your mouth. I told you it was coming. 19 years, there's not been a repeat champion in the NFC East. And again, there will not be one this year. How about them Cowboys? NFC East champs, number two seeds. You stinking, dirty Eagles. Guess what? Remember when you laughed when Michael Irvin broke his neck on your crappy field? God make ugly, but he don't like it. You know, I sit patiently and I pick my moments. But boy, I could pick my moment with you. You lost 5 out of the last 6. Pretty, this wasn't a team that was 10-1 and robbed you all in broad daylight, right?
Naughty, one thing I've learned about the NFL the healthy teams are the teams that win, not the injured teams.
No matter how good they are. And they got two more yesterday, two key ones yesterday.
And one thing that you said from day one, and it's proven, they miss their offensive and defensive
Jesus, coordinators. They missed them. So much so to the point, Sirianni about to get fired. Sirianni about to get fired if they lose in the first round in an embarrassing way. He's going to get fired.
I don't think so. I think he may make changes with his coordinator.
If he doesn't get fired, he's going to have to make a major overhaul to that coaching staff. Because one, he can't bring back the dude who he replaced with Matt Patricia because that trust level is gone. Patricia failed miserably in his time. Patricia can't coach without Belichick in his ear. They missed the coordinators that went to Indianapolis and Arizona. Come on, it's glaring. It's painfully obvious.
Yeah, that's part of the NFL. That's why it's very hard for teams to go 2 years in a row to be super like that for a long period.
I see you call a Vigetti. One second. Go ahead.
Free agency, the salary cap, injuries.
No, but see, that's one thing that the Eagles can't blame. Nobody wheels and deals more than NGM Howie Roseman. Now Roseman will trade midseason, and he's done it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you
now. The thing about it is they go as far as Hurt carried up, and Hurt has been hurt, and it's just he doesn't have it. So
I think the locker room is gone on Sirianni, though. That's why I say he may be fired, because I think the locker room has quit on him.
Well, I haven't heard that anywhere. I haven't heard that, and I heard some stories today that he's pretty safe.
All right. I mean, AJ Brown gave him a ringing endorsement, even though they've had issues.
Yeah, it was AJ Brown, you that's it. You know. But Dak has done well, Dallas has done well. They rode Stephen A. Smith hard today. And teased him big time.
So he talked about the Packers gonna upset us. It's gonna be a good game, and Packers are a good young team.
He said that he don't expect y'all to lose as we get, but he expect y'all to lose before the Super Bowl.
No, Stephen. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Noddy, what's up? St. Petersburg. Happy New Year, man.
Hey, what's up, St. Pete? How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Hey, I got a new name for the Eagles. They call us the Cowboys. Yeah, the Eagles.
Do me a favor, man. If you don't have one readily available, I'll FedEx you one. But I want you to go to Tampa Stadium. I want you to watch the Eagles play the Bucks. And when the Eagles come running out the tunnel, I want you to take that conch shell and brace one of them square in the head.
Hey, I got a conch shell, boy.
Just hurl it down and bounce it off one of the helmets, man.
Hey, listen to me. I'm no Bucks fan, but I'm riding with the Bucks on this one. Man, look at if a high school team play the Eagles, I'm a rep for the high school team. You hear me?
I bet you, St. Pete.
Wow.
Hey, buddy, I'm for real. Man, I can't. Hey, if we don't win no game, as long as we beat the Eagles, our season is complete to me.
Really? I got you.
All the Eagles farmers, they're in first place and this, that. Man, hey, last night, man, I was riding their butt.
You could have ridden somewhere else, but if that's what works for you, I ain't gonna hold it against you. I mean, it's 2024.
Man, look here. The Eagles fan, when they win, man, they blow up social media. When they lose, man, you gotta put an APB for them, man. They be missing an action.
Anyway, St. Pete, man, we feel you, man, and you keep holding it down for the 242 over there in Tampa and keep rapping for Cowboy Nation. Let them know.
Like I said, you can take the man of the island, but you can't take the island over the man. Like Smokey said, you're born there.
I'm a true Bohemian.
242 for life, baby.
There you go. Be safe, man. Enjoy that traffic on the highway, on the bridge now.
Okay, yo, man. You know what?
Be safe. St. Pete, stay fired up, boy.
Yeah, man. He's a loyal listener. I'm happy
to have him. Good people's man. But yeah, so you Eagle fans, man, you see me, just shut up. Don't say nothing.
Boy.
Don't say a word. I mean, I fucking put something disgusting and troll you. Don't say nothing, because remember when you all did it to me? I took it like a man. But now, will you see who the real Eagles are and who the Sheagles are?
I find very interesting with you, Naughty.
And yeah, you'll be hurtful too.
You basically gave up on your Cowboys but halfway through the season.
No, no, no. Stop. Get it right. I was extremely PO'd, and I gave up on them after the 49er game. And excuse me, was it not by who Ben's dad was back in love again? Come on, man, Purdy.
Break up to make up, that's all.
You know, I talked myself into it again.
Ah, Lord. Okay.
But this last go round, you told me I was crazy, boy, but I talking pretty good, boy. I talking pretty good. I said they was going to get the second seed. They got it. I said the Eagles was end up in the sixth seed. And now I'm going to tell you this. Here come the upset. Right. Here come the upset. The Rams are going to knock off the Detroit Lions. Watch.
I see that as a possible upset, but I told you before, don't sleep on the Rams.
I tell you that too. And I'll tell you something else. And I know this goes to a painful turn now. But I'll tell you something else. Listen. I have you all going on the road in Kansas City and upsetting the Chiefs.
Well, I'll tell you this. While a lot of Dolphin fans got a lot of flack for the loss yesterday.
And didn't I tell you they was going to lose the last two? The BB gun was going to get them, Baltimore and Buffalo?
But I heard that. But I don't feel bad for the loss for several reasons. The first reason is, it's kind of hard.
I see you, Carla. We get you in a sec.
It's kind of hard to beat your division rival back-to-back games. Even though both Buffalo beat us back-to-back. Not back-to-back, but two games in the season. But it's hard to beat them and come back. That's one. Miami has had too many injuries, and it has taken a toll on that team. I always say it's best to have these injuries in September than December, but they wasn't listening to me. So now they have an injuries in December, and they're paying for it. Isn't that more you can say? They just, and you like to say this next man up, but there's a reason why there's QB1, RB1, wide receiver 1, tight end 1, because they're the better players. And when they go down, whatever you put back them steps is a step down for what you had. So I feel better about playing Kansas City, even if it's in Kansas City at 10 degrees. Kansas City is not the team they were last year. They've not been the team all year. And if they, and mind you, this playoff time, Mahomes is playoff man, and they could beat, but they probably will beat us. But if they blink, they lose.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's out in 52? Yeah, we got another call there, Kermit.
Yeah, I sit down. I watched the first quarter, but it was a good game, you know, Burley. My condolences, you know. But you all let me know. I was trying to get you all to win for us, right? Because, you know, I didn't even know. I was surprised, Burley, when I look at Buffalo record. I couldn't believe it because, you know, I'd be in and out because I'd be busy waking, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I couldn't believe Buffalo had that good record. You know? It's just unbelievable. But the thing is, I was looking at the game, and I thought it was a good thing. You know what he scored in the first quarter, right, Burley?
Yeah.
No, man. You know, the first score ran up at the beginning of the second quarter. So you all got a whole quarter of scoring, so I thought that was good. And then it was wasn't a high-scoring game, but the guy Mostert was missing it.
Yeah, he was injured.
Yeah, but I like that guy because I wasn't familiar with this guy, Chain, what his name is?
Kevin Achane.
Yeah, he ran good, you know, but, you know, Tyreek, I think it was a key player in there where Tyreek, the guy, it was a 20-yard pass or whatever. But Tyreek, I see he's not perfect, but the thing is, I like him a lot. He's trying to, you know, when you try to corner the ball with your body to catch it, Naughty?
Yeah.
The ball coming towards you, you will fall. And so I thought he should have caught that. And I like him. I think, I want to ask you guys this question, because I always fascinated by the stutter step. And that's why I like Tyreek. He's making it look so easy, but, you know, I really was pulling for Purdy them to win. Because really, it would be counterintuitive, but that AFC Central is something, eh?
Listen,
you're the 50 was a stealer.
He's
right?
A stealer, yes, man. Yes, listen, somebody in Steeler Nation slept in the graveyard with a number buck next to Bodie, and they managed to wake their in miraculously. Wake their in.
I like Bodie. Yeah, but I don't want you to sleep on Bodie. I think Bodie know the game good, you know, because I think they stand a better chance at Kansas City. I put it for them to beat Kansas City, but.
Well, I think I said they can pull upset because I can tell you why they can pull upset. Kansas City, they are not consistent against a consistent running team. Kansas City stops the run up the middle, but they're weak against running to the edges. Miami's strength is running to the edges. A healthy Mostert, a healthy Achane is going to open that up. That's going to open up water across the middle. And eventually Tyreek Hill down.
The guy who plays Mostert. I was impressed with him.
And guess what? Tyreek Hill has played in Kansas City in that environment, in that weather. And if you don't think he's coming back with a chip on his shoulder to prove something to them.
Yeah, but you know where you shine because that's how it is in the NFL. It seems to me as if when they go back, they play better. But I think Tyreek is one of these guys who has mastered the stutter step. And I'd like to hear you and Pearly comment on that, because in sports, I kind of like those type of things. I think I see Peyton do it a lot. You know, and a lot of guys seem to be mastering the art of making tackles miss, man. That's how it looks. Like, they have gotten better at that. At the running back position, seems like they could spin better. I mean, you guys, when things are
yards after the catch has become more important in the NFL than it was. You know, yards after the run, yards after contact, yards after catch. So the yak is very important now.
So how are we looking, man? So how are we looking? How are the Steelers looking, Pearly?
Boy, who are y'all playing in the first? Y'all playing Buffalo in the first round?
Let me tell you something. It would not surprise me if the Steelers beat Buffalo. Not because I don't like Buffalo, you know.
Just Buffalo do, and they've been playing.
The Ravens was, I mean, you know, we just talked about the Ravens all a little while now, right? So that's who I'm scared of. I really and truly are. You know, I think they could be hard to beat for anybody. But if I hear someone made a little suggestion that 49ers and Baltimore, right? But, you know,
Hold on. My Cowboys might have something to say about that.
Yeah, but you know, I like you all, Naughty, but you know it is. But I really think they could upset the Niners. That's just the way it is. Bless up.
Yeah, man.
Let's see what happens.
All right, let's get to the other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Right there, brother. Boy, look here. I know they can fire our coach, boy. And you know, I spoke for the Colts.
No, Steichen ain't going nowhere, but they really like him. He did a great job with the Colts. Listen, you can't be mad. He did a great job with what he had to do.
Listen, we got those guys on the ropes. 4-1. 4-1.
He's running the ball good. You lost.
He going bringing a fella when he catch the ball 5 times for the year. And can no longer the ball. We out there game, he's going to win that game.
And let's be real, you can't really blame that running back because Minshew threw the ball behind him. He was going one way. He had to reach back and try to make the adjustment.
Yeah, but he's punching them in their mouth. He was running the ball dead hard. Jonathan Taylor was running.
Yeah, but remember Taylor got injured. He got injured after the 49-yard touchdown. He had a couple of carries, and he went out with a heel injury, and he was a little banged up.
All you want to do is get out 1 yard and then get the ball in. It's only a couple seconds, kick the extra point game over.
Yeah, that's it.
He was right down there. He's about, 14-yard line?
But, you know, it's easier said than done in the red zone, boy.
I didn't get over that easy. That was right there.
But
all you had to do. Now,
y'all got a good,
I know they mind because
y'all got a good young quarterback in Richardson coming back, and he's going to be healthy. You got Taylor's an excellent running back. You draft correctly in the draft, get you a stud wide receiver to go with Pittman. Downs is a good find for you guys. Get you another tight end, bring back that like Dallas Clark element to it, to that offense. That there's a good tight end that's going to make some plays. Your offense will be fine.
Trust me. He resigned.
Pearly. Hold on, he resigned when he came out of the thing. He's resigned. He signed a 2-year, 3-year, $42 million deal.
You sure?
Yeah, but you saying the Dolphins rather play KC? Boy, look here. I know the Dolphins are the beat Pittsburgh much easier.
No, boy, I don't know.
I think Pittsburgh.
I mean, right, the Dolphins are the beat Pittsburgh.
You stay right there. You got to look at it this way. You get this irregular season, this playoff football. Tomlin has been there. Tomlin knows how to play playoff football. And you watch. It'll be a different story.
I go watch it. I pull it for the Dolphins. I don't want KC to win, but I think y'all will do a better job on taking off Pittsburgh. But anyhow, you'll see how it goes.
All right, my brother. Keep your head up, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, you all to be back next year. You get ready for baseball now. You get ready for basketball.
Yeah. All right.
All right, be safe.
Only 30 days before spring training.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. But boy, I tell you, I'm surprised I didn't hear from Mystery Dolphin today. I thought he would call me with the same conviction and tell me I'm right.
No, Mystery Dolphin can't call you. Mystery Dolphin picked the Dolphins and the Dallas. Dallas to lose the Dolphins, but Mystery Dolphin was wrong all the way around.
He was wrong. Wrong. Crazy wrong.
So he got to be, you know.
He got to be humble right now.
Yes.
Now, I tell you, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, this is Travis from Freeport.
Hey, what's going on, Travis?
Everything cool, man. Listen, man. I call it just now. I have no give up on them Colts, man. Don't give up on them Colts.
Colts got a lot of potential, man. That was a good season for them.
Quarterback.
Correct.
Fresh, new, young quarterback on the way. You understand? That division right now look like they're going to be between Houston and the Colts
for years to come. Yes, indeed.
You understand?
Don't count out the Texans with a good draft. Don't count out the Titans with a good draft. And Vrabel, you know, Vrabel is a good coach down there, man.
Exactly. And all they need is one number one wide receiver, man. And a nice tight end. That's all they need for their offense. They already have the offensive line. They already have the running back. They already have the quarterback. That's all they need.
Who's the quarterback?
Richardson.
You forget Richardson was injured.
No, you don't talk with the Titans.
No.
I was trying to tell the last caller.
The 49ers carrying that Super Bowl, though. Let you know now. The Cowboys can't beat it.
No. Hold on. Let me break it down to you. Who you pull for again, Travis?
I the 49ers
fan. I can give you all something. Y'all know how to beat. Y'all know how to beat Dak. I give you that. But this new dude, since y'all beat up on him 42-10, known as I give zero F's Prescott. Y'all don't want no part of zero F's Prescott, buddy. Y'all don't want no part of what y'all see there. You know it and I know it. Let me tell you something. Remember now, in this series, if you're a Niner fan, you know this thing is like a pendulum, right?
Oh, yeah.
It can swing one way. It can swing another. So when it swing now, it can swing for us. And oh, I will be here to remind you, my brother. I will be here to remind you. But if things go how they should, and you perform how you all should, we perform how we should in Jerry's world where we're undefeated, it is a collision mm-hmm. course for a great NFC championship game with two old rivals. And over there in the AFC, I'll tell you, Baltimore is clear cut. But it could be Miami, Buffalo, Kansas City. There's no clear cut number two over there. So I still think that there's opportunity, and I still think Miami pulls the upset over Kansas City in Kansas City, and I think Tyreek Hill has some revenge in him.
I just hope the Baltimore quarterback have a good playoff, man. He looks like he's let it on the playoffs.
No, listen, you can't blame Lamar, and I'll tell you why. That has all been past offensive coordinators' foolishness in the offseason.
Well, yeah, he had a lot of different coordinators.
This year, Monken got him jamming. They got the running game there. They added Dalvin Cook. I don't know what that's going to be worth, but Flowers is a key. Mm-hmm. Beckham is now heating up and becoming a key. That's freeing up Aguilar and Bateman to get a bunch of chunk players.
Yeah, but Beckham.
And guess what? In a week, Mark Andrews will be back.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that right in time?
You're right.
So they should be okay. All right, man. But I appreciate you, brother. Don't be no stranger, man. All right? Take care.
No problem,
buddy. Good stuff, Travis. Good to hear from you, bro. Be safe.
You too, man.
Bless. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Boy, how you doing, boy?
Hey, boy, what's going on? Oh, Pearly, that's Sparky, boy. What's going on?
Hey, look at Pearly and Sparky. One thing, I might as well tell you. As you know, I always tell people as a San Francisco Giant fan when it comes to baseball. I'm a Boston Celtics fan when it comes to basketball. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan when it comes to football.
So you should be happy your Steelers made it.
Boy, let me tell you something. I don't know who, I know here on the stuff. Most of them came in too just because Miami is just 45 minutes on playing across the road there. Believe that that's their team. Let me tell you something.
I'm talking to you, Bernie.
Boy, look here, nobody. I'm so glad when they see them Miami Pilchers. I don't even call them Dolphins.
Pilchers!
They Pilchers.
Ah, boy. Steel Curtain Pilchers, a little bit more, but that's all right.
No shot. They Pilchers. You know what Pilchers is, right?
Yeah.
That's that little bony little fist. What you stick on the end of the damn thing and you start on the end of Porter's key dog.
So Sparky, let me ask you a question. You Steelers playing the Bills this Saturday, man. What you got for me? You think the Steelers can knock off the Bills?
Yeah, you know, I Steelers. Everybody praying now.
How many brown bars you could drink for that game?
Now, you know how it is. I always tell you, Bernie, you're a sideline coach. You're never qualified to be no coach, but you all know everything but football. Everybody in praying mood now, and everybody who pulling for somebody, wishing they team win. We're down to playoff now, right?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is the truth is, man, stop talking all these stats and everything that you and Pearly know all the stats when these children been. You all know when these children been primary school, college, this and that.
Man, look here, Sparky, you ain't nobody to talk. You know every politician, where they been, who they people is, where they come from, who woke them up and all of that and other foolishness. Now, where you going?
Some of them, I can tell them where they come from, but when you tell them where they come from and they living down in Old Fort Beta,
Yeah.
Well,
I know where you come from, Spock, and I know where you're going because we got to get to the break, man. I appreciate you.
Come to McCullough. Call me tomorrow.
Call me tomorrow, man.
Yeah. But hey, thanks.
Yeah, boy, Sparky fired up again. Them Steelers made it. Probably every Steeler and they mark coming out the woodworks right now.
Boy, listen. That's all right.
Steelers, I didn't even know, popping up, putting Steelers up on their emoji and thinking on their status on their Facebook. And they're like, where was this energy weeks ago?
Well, I know my good friend Siobhan Riley is in hog heaven right now. She's a huge Steeler.
Oh, Jesus.
And her husband is a Miami Dolphin fan, so I know she eats him up.
I can't say nothing because the Dolphins beat the Cowboys this year, so I can't say nothing. We had a little bet, and I can't say nothing about him. He's a good dude.
We'll just see what happens.
Yeah, I can't say nothing.
I told you, don't be surprised if Miami and Dallas in the Super Bowl. People think I'm talking fool.
Hey, I didn't say anything. When we beat y'all like we did back in the day, 24-3, man. I remind you again, too. That, hey, this is not.
Ah, Lord. Okay.
All right, Pearly, we got to get to the picture real quick, man, because we got this lined up to get home right now. We got Richie Eisen lining us up to get us home. And, so let's get the picks going tonight. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And, of course, like I said, we got to do NBA tonight because that's all we really got, Pearly, dwindling down.
You got the NCAAF championship tonight, Michigan.
Yeah, that's true.
Washington. Michigan is a 5.5-point favorite.
Hey, listen to me, man. I'm going to take Washington plus the 5 points because it's dropped to five.
I'm going to take Michigan. I think Washington has the offense, but Michigan defense too good. I don't know. I think I'm going Michigan tonight.
All right, in the NBA, you got Boston against Indiana. Boston on the road, 3-point favorite. I like Boston to get it done by three.
I like Boston. I'll take the points.
I like the Bulls and the Hornets playing. I like the Bulls to get it done money line. I don't trust a 7-point cover for the Bulls anywhere, but they play in the Hornets. I like them to win, but not by seven. The Thunder by 11 over the Wizards. Yeah, you might be able to take that and get the cover, but play it safe and take the money line. But the Thunder will win that game. The Heat minus four at home against the Rockets. I like that. The Heat are excellent at home. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's back. I like him to win by four at home.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler back tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bucks minus eight at home against the Jazz. That's doable, but play it safe and go with the money line.
Yeah.
Clippers big letdown game against the Lakers last night. Didn't see that one coming. Lakers are robust 19-19 on the season, Pearly.
I know. They'll be all right.
Yeah. But Darvin Ham might not. They're about ready to fire him. Anyway, the Clippers, I give me the Suns in 5.5 against the Clippers tonight. I'll take the Suns in 5.5 against the Clippers.
You'll do that?
Everybody there, minus Beal. KD about to go off.
Okay.
All right. So, Pearly, I appreciate you, man. We got to get to the break, flip side of the break. You know, we got Colin Cowherd taking us home today, and guess what he's talking about? Those dangerous Buffalo Bills. Well, actually, it's Rich Eisen talking about those dangerous Buffalo Bills who are playoff bound now, wanting the number two seed. You know what Rich is talking. He's trying to evoke memories of old. You know what I mean?
Jim Kelly.
Okay. And the Marv Levy kind of Bills. Anyway, you know that was coming. Anyway, we'll talk soon, my brother. And I know you got Thursday locked down. I know you got something big popping on Thursday, so we're looking forward to that. But we'll talk tomorrow again, my brother. Be safe. Okay. Enjoy your football tonight, man.
I will. You take care, bro.
All right. Quick break, flip side of the break. Call Rich Eisen taking us home. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokes.
from the start, from the bike to computer. Island Games, we can make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Listen, when I talk into this microphone, I say everything that I mean, and I mean everything that I say, and I hope you hear it. You know, I'm not one of those folks that just wants, I want to be accurate, I want to be straightforward, and I, you know, obviously I'd like to be heard. There are some people in our business that put wanting to be heard first. I'm not one of those folks. I like being heard, but it's not the most important thing.
What's most important?
Most important thing is being right, and most important thing is being honest.
Ah.
Those are two things, okay?
Wouldn't you put honest over right?
I'm sorry, my bad. I want to be honest, then I want to be right, but I really want to be right. And I do. I do sit here in this mosh pit of 3 hours. Okay, you know,
there's no this scoreboard. World, nobody cares.
This world filled with talk and takes and rats.
Behind.
Okay, that are out there. Okay.
Come on, come on.
So you just got shown up by the host. There's lots of talk out there. Now, yes. Here you go. I told everybody in two different locations. This one and Overreaction Monday podcast. So on demand, live, and then live and on demand. There's honestly, there are so many ways for me to be heard on this subject matter. I told everybody in early December, do not let the Buffalo Bills in the tournament. Don't do it. Do everything that you can to keep them out. And even at the expense of people putting themselves in, they didn't keep the Bills out. I'm looking at you, Jacksonville Jaguars. All you had to do was win in Tennessee. You would have kept the Bills out or have to play for themselves to get in. Told everybody, don't let them in. You know what I told everyone that? I told everyone that after they beat the Jets, after they fired Ken Dorsey and they hired Joe Brady, and that was after the Buffalo Bills came so close to beating the Philadelphia Eagles in overtime. That team was 6-6, and then it became 7-6. Right there is when I told everybody. They went 6-5 to beat the Jets. They lost to the Eagles to go 6-6, and they beat the Chiefs 7-6. And I said, don't let them in. Well, guess what? They're in. They're in, and they're in as the 2 seed. They're in as the second best seeded team in the AFC. And last night's win in Miami to sweep the Dolphins to put them in as the AFC East champs and above the Chiefs because they beat the Chiefs is an exact microcosm of their season because it wasn't pretty and it was Josh Allen being too much to handle and doing too much for his team to handle. And it was an okay start. And then it was a complete and total disappointment. And then it turned around and finished amazing. That's their season. Yep. That's their season. Losing to the Jets on opening night, even though Aaron Rodgers' Achilles blows up. Then having a really good 3-week stretch where they blew everyone out, then going to London where I watched them lose, they lose Matt Milano for the year after they lose Trey White for the year. And then they start losing a ton of games, including a game that almost cost them because they would have been out had the Steelers won and Jacksonville won and they lost. And the fact that the Texans and Colts didn't end in a tie because they lost to the Broncos because they had too many men on the field instead of walking off with a win. They lost to the Bengals when the Bengals were up and down. And then they went five in a row to finish up. Six out of seven. Could have won seven in a row if they beat the Eagles, who have been absolutely terrible since beating the Bills. And now they're the two seed. They get not one, but if they win against the Steelers, by the way, you hear that? Yeah, that's my Twitter feed. If they beat the Steelers, then they get another home game. And it may just be the first time they take on the Chiefs, but they finally get them in their house. They get them with the train whistles, and they get them with the mafia, fresh off of putting out their burning clothes because they jumped into some flaming table and didn't put themselves out in time. Like, that's where they finally get them. Because nobody kept them out of the tournament, and the Chiefs have nobody but to blame but themselves and Kadarius Toney's foot. So look out. They're in. And after the game, Josh Allen wearing the T-shirt for a fourth straight year. By the way, 4 years in a row, the Bills have now won the four. Last team to do that for them, the 88 to 91 Bills, when they started becoming ascendant and then dominant. This is what Allen had to say.
The shirt says AFC East champs. It's a lot, but for a while it did not look like that. When did you actually realize that you still could do this?
6-6. You know, we knew what was in front of us, had a lot of internal talks, trusted the guys in this locker room, and at the end of the day, this is fun, this is cool. I'll never say no to winning a division, but the only thing that it solidifies is a home game and one more game. So it doesn't mean anything if we go out there next week and don't do our job. So we gotta find a way to put our best foot forward and go find a victory next week.
Says the guy who turned it over three times but still threw for 359 yards of 30 of 38 with two touchdowns, including a ton of yards for himself on the ground. He led the league in total touchdowns this year. That guy. Go beat Josh Allen now. I told y'all, keep him out. Keep him out. And they didn't. That's a problem. That is a problem. This is going to be a tough team to get out, certainly if they're starting to win close games, which is what they're doing. This is supposed to be the time you get the Bills. You're supposed to get them in a one-score game like in Kansas City, and they didn't. You're supposed to get them in a one-score game like Coach Giff or Jiff. Was it Coach Giff?
I think it's
okay,
Giff.
Okay, and Giff. Didn't. You're supposed to get them in a one-score game like Bill Belichick did previously in the season but couldn't in week 17, and you're supposed to get him in a one-score game like Miami was supposed to, and Tua was throwing picks at the end of the game. Into a defense that's, I don't know how they're doing it. Scotch tape, mirrors, smoke. The number of, you could fill out half a Pro Bowl defense with the number of guys that Buffalo lost this year and is missing now. And Von Miller, I mean, he's not Von anymore. To the point where they're like, yeah, just we'll get to you when you're starting to show that old school burst. Honestly, how the hell are they doing it? They're two. Good luck to the rest of the AFC. That's my headline. That's what I thought when I watched them last night. And Miami, to me, looks like a team that can't put points on the board against a defense that A, knows them, and B, can get after them. And next up for them is a team that they lost to in Germany.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.